Well, today is the annual meeting. Aren't you excited? I am, because it's my first one with you, but I can't see half the choir, so I have to make it. And I promised you a vestry report. It's slightly different, because you've probably got to know me that I changed my mind as things go along a little bit. And instead, I'd like to give you what other churches sometimes call a charge. This is Gordon's cue for da-da-da-da. Here you are. A charge to me is more about where we're going, where we hope to go, where we'd like to go, where we dream about going, than a report, which is kind of dry and talks about last year. You all know where you've been, I hope. You all know where we've been. And I think we've been in some pretty amazing places already together in the past 6 months. So I'm not going to talk so much about that, but about let's see where we might go. Today's gospel is part of Jesus' first speech to the multitudes that listen to him. He's been talking about a number of things over the last couple of weeks, and you need to remember that he is perceived as the new king, and they are expecting great things of Jesus, and they have much anticipation about what his reign will be like. He, of course, surprised them and turned many things on their heads, but this was what they were expecting at this time when we hear this reading this morning. I have some sympathy with Jesus because I'm not a king nor a queen, but there have been a few expectations and a bit of anticipation about having a new rector. And this is kind of my first speech. Not really, you've heard me for a long time now already. And it's kind of like, is there going to be any surprise here? I see a vestry charge as something that is like a performance review. There should be no surprises. We should all know where we're at. So you can relax a little bit. I also know that there's some tension. I know you've had a rough time at occasional vestry meetings in the past, haven't we all? But I can reassure you that we will be fine. On Tuesday night, we had parish council, and I was asked, but are you happy? And I realized that that's a question that's fair to ask after 6 months, and I need to tell you, yes. I will never be bored in this parish. I will never complain about not being challenged. I will never not have enough work to do. And that's all wonderful because you might have noticed already that I don't like being bored. I like a challenge and I'm not afraid of hard work. Your passion, energy, and enthusiasm, I believe, is a match for mine. I have been welcomed warmly, I have been tested regularly, and I feel as though I have come home. I am proud to be a rector. Now, we have to remember today what Paul says to the Corinthians. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. We're all builders in this place together. And I have sensed since I've come that there are three ways in which that happens. For me in particular, but for us, I think, now together. We are called to lead, to love, and to manage over the next time together. To lead. When I'm talking about leading, I mean vision. I mean being able to dream the things that we think we would like to do. I mean encouraging people to dream, nurturing our visions, and holding those visions before us. That last job is probably mostly mine, to remind us where we're going. That's why I get paid the big bucks. But having a vision is not about what I like or want, nor is it about just what you like as an individual or want. Having a vision is about what God is calling us together in this place to be as a community, and how we will reach out to the communities that surround us. Sometimes we won't get what we want individually or what we like, but as long as we're doing it for the sake of the greater good, then I hope that we will be in that together. There will be times when I'm going to be in front of you thinking of all sorts of ideas in this visioning process, dreaming. You've already heard lots of them already. I have no shortage of ideas. And there will be times when I might be behind you as a community, pushing, gently prodding, maybe the odd little boot. But I hope that most of the time we will walk together. And I will be beside you, we will be in this together, and we will find out where we are to go. The most important piece in all of that, besides listening to God, is communicating. And that's why you're getting an oral report charge today, because that's better. That's a better way for me to have a conversation with you. There's never too much communication, and we need to keep doing it. We need to respect where you have been, because you have a history before I came along. We need to take where we are now and move forward. And that's what we're going to dream a little bit about today at the Vestry. We're having a presentation from David about possible renovation of the narthex. We're not making any decisions today, but we have been dreaming some dreams in the last few months, and you've been dreaming these dreams for a very long time. And so today we're going to have a chance to explore some of those things, a way of opening ourselves up to the community in which we live that hopefully will show people the spirit that there is inside those heavy wood doors. The second thing is to love, and that's about heart. I've already told you that I've never been in a place that has more heart than this one. I am regularly moved to tears. You all know that. It's not hard to see. And it's almost 99% of the time because of the heart. But about heart, we need to have relationship. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Our relationship with each other, our relationship with God, our relationship with the wider world. And relationship needs to be healthy, respectful, and mature. In the gospel today, Jesus talks about us being perfect as God is perfect. One translation of the word perfect is to be mature. We need to know what our boundaries are and respect them in conversation, in communication, in being with each other, and to honor each other. When it comes to heart, of course, we are talking about prayer as well. And our worship together every week is central to that. It's taking me a year to kind of get into what we do here already. And hopefully by next fall, we'll be able to start looking at new ways of expanding our liturgy. And I'm not just talking about Sunday. I'm talking about being able to have outreach to the community. There's one thing about this place. It's beautiful, and it would be wonderful to share it with more people. So during the week, for instance, before hockey games, for instance, like this morning, before the 8 o'clock service. Nobody knew we were in here, but I knew they were out there. I kind of wish I was out there too. But anyway, so we need to think about that in our liturgy, in our worship together. We need to think about our relationship with ourselves. So there is a time for us to study and learn together. To bring what your skills, my skills, and new people amongst us, our skills together, and to learn and to build our community as strong as we can be. Because it's only by doing that that we can then really, truly care for the heart of those we meet. And then there's the wider community. Sometimes when we get into trouble, I don't know about you, but when I'm having a rough time, I think I am the only one. And I'm sure you felt that way individually and as a parish. But we're not. We're part of a wider community. We have the diocese around us and together with us, and we will be working more with them. And there's the wider Anglican Communion as well, let alone the community of our downtown city. There are lots of opportunities for this parish to show its heart, and we need to discern those well and wisely. And the third thing I mentioned was manage. Now, people freak out when you say manage because they think you mean control. I'm certainly under no illusion that I have any control in this place. Yeah, no. Manage in this sense, I mean to balance. I mean to take care of the details, the structure, and the process so that we are enabled to have ministry and care for each other. We need to manage and use wisely all of our resources, this space, our people, our money, and everything that we would consider a resource. I know you have worked hard and faithfully for a long time, and I hope you will for a long time to come, but some people need a rest. And we need to be able to let people have a rest and have a Sabbath, not to leave, but just to be able to take a break and have other people come up to the fore. We need to decrease burnout, balance our energy, and make sure we have what it takes to really be here for each other. So those who are going on to parish council today, this is probably your last chance to bail. We're going to need your help with that. We're going to have fewer standing committees this year, but we're going to have more working groups. But these will be time-sensitive groups that will look at things that need to be addressed. For instance, the narthex. There's already a working group in place for that. Or communication. Or how maybe, who knows what there might be. We will discover that at our retreat next weekend. But these will be things that can happen for a period of time with a specific mandate and then end. I know that's unheard of in the Anglican Church. But you don't have to do everything for 25 years. Honestly. And Parish Council will be taking on new roles and responsibilities in the leadership of that kind of process. So to balance ourselves, because the only way we can actually be strong in ourselves is if we are balanced and we are healthy. And we all need to work at that every day of our lives. And so I guess it's a pretty simple charge: to lead with vision, to love with heart, and to manage with balance. Because we have the opportunity and the honor and the privilege to be the best that we can be, to speak the gospel, and to serve God in this community of Ottawa. Amen.